Meriwether and the Magpie. Did he know the one as sorrow, the one he held, gunshot fallen, its remarkable long tail beautifully variegated? For the viewer, fate's in the numbers, legend says. One magpie for sorrow, two for mirth, three for a wedding, four for a birth. And wedded in their way they were, Lewis, the bird, their fragile union finalized with a narrow ring of yellowish black just at the rim of the bird's dim eye. September, morning, a breeze through the aspens, fine, five for silver, six for gold. 2 centuries still until language could cup in the binary digits of zero and one all it could name. And so he cupped the bird and framed in script its glossy frame. The belly is of a beautiful white, the wings blackish, parti-colored, changeable, sometimes presenting as orange-yellow to different exposures of light. Time still, until sorrow's variegated wing would bisect the land, would sever from the whole each singular figure. Here was wonder, chipped from the western sky, its legs and taloned toes black and imbricated, the shifting tint of its shape, parti-colored, changeable, 7 for a secret not to be told. The wings have 19 feathers. Its usual food is flesh, beautiful, yellow, a reddish indigo blue, at this season single as the hawk's. September, the little rhyme fluttering above him, dragging in from the far Atlantic its swift domestic echo. Did he wonder then why the story closed so suddenly? 8 for heaven, 9 for hell, and 10 for the devil's own self. Why abundance alone could stop the heart's progression? Morning, 9's beak, 8's weightless wings, then 10, heartless with promise, sets down on a dipping branch, the click of its digits, black and imbricated, beginning the cycle again, the one and then the nothing from which the one sets forth.